One Man Revolution, episode 40. Welcome, everybody, to One Man Revolution. I'm your host, The Revolutionary, and today we're going to take a look at an interesting topic sent to me by Revolutionary Powell. Democrats.com says we can make a difference by urging our duly appointed representatives to investigate King George's blatant conspiracy to deceive and mislead the United States, Congress, and the American people as to the basis for taking the nation into a military first strike and ongoing conflict with Iraq. All right, so a lot of fun here, folks. Here we go. So I started an investigation into our current operations in Iraq. So where else do I always start? Well, I want to get the information directly from the horse's mouth. And so I went to the president's weekly radio address because, well, you know, Iraq has got to always be the first thing on his mind. So I wanted to see what was on his mind, or at least on his speechwriter's mind, about our current involvement. So, without further ado, take it away, King George.
We went to war because we were attacked. And we are at war today because there are still people out there who want to harm our country and hurt our citizens.
Okay. So, according to the president, the reason for our entire involvement in Iraq is because we, and I assume he means the United States, was attacked. Well, that's pretty scary stuff. And he says that there are people out there that want to harm us. Okay, let's see if he mentions who these people are. Back to you, King George.
Some may disagree with my decision to remove Saddam Hussein from power.
Okay, hold on. So, what you just said, Mr. Bush, is that you just said that you were, saying that people disagreed with you for removing Saddam Hussein from power, but didn't you just say we went to war because we were attacked?
But all of us can agree that the world's terrorists have now made Iraq a central front in the war on terror.
Okay, hold on. Now I'm confused. Okay, how can I be confused on this? Okay, we went to war because we were attacked, but many people disagree with your decision, my decision, meaning King George's decision, to remove Saddam Hussein from power, and now the terrorists are attacking us because we removed Saddam Hussein from power. Okay, I'm still confused. Maybe more will help.
These foreign terrorists violently oppose the rise of a free and democratic Iraq.
Okay, hold on. A free and democratic Iraq. That means that we are trying to install a government in a foreign country that we destroyed the sovereignty of. All right, I'm still confused.
Because they know that when we replace despair and hatred with liberty and hope.
Hold on. We have removed despair and hatred, and we're replacing it with liberty and hope. Okay.
They lose their recruiting grounds for terror. Our troops are fighting these terrorists in Iraq, so you will not have to face them here at home.
Okay, so there are terrorists here at home looking and lurking about trying to kill us all. That's what I just got from that. He said that we don't have to face them at home because our soldiers are fighting them over in Iraq. But according to what I know, they're over there just sitting, holding the country so that we can fight for freedom and I am really confused at this point. All right, let me not interrupt for a little while. Maybe that's what's causing the problem.
We mourn every one of these brave men and women who've given his or her life for our liberty.
Whoa. All right, I got to break in. So we're mourning people because they're giving their lives for our liberty. Because they're sitting in Iraq, getting shot at, getting blown up by car bombers because they are in a country that wants their own sovereignty and we are occupying it. Okay. So we're mourning those people. I wonder if he's going to tell us how many.
The terrorists know they cannot defeat our troops, So they seek to weaken our nation's resolve.
All right, hang on. So there are terrorists that are trying to weaken our nation's resolve. So anyone who is speaking out against this conflict is speaking out against liberty and freedom, and thereby is a terrorist. Wait a minute. I'm starting to fit that definition.
They know there's no room for them in a free and democratic Middle East. So the terrorists and insurgents are trying to get us to retreat.
How are they doing that? They're trying to get us to retreat. Well, the only way that they could get us to retreat would be to, A, have more powerful weapons than we do, or B, get to the people that control the money and force them to pull the funding from it.
Their goal is to get us to leave before Iraqis have had a chance to show the region what a government that is elected and truly accountable to its citizens can do for its people.
Ooh, a government that's duly elected and completely accountable to its citizens. Let's see. I could have lots of fun with that one, but you know what? I'm going to let it drop.
Time and again, the Iraqi people have defied the skeptics who claim they are not up to the job of building a free society. Nearly a year ago, Iraqis showed they were ready to resume sovereignty. A few months ago, Iraqis showed they could hold free elections. This week, Iraqis have worked on an agreement to expand their constitutional drafting committee to ensure that all communities are represented in the process. I'm confident that Iraqis will continue to defy the skeptics if they build a new Iraq that represents the diversity of their nation and assumes greater responsibility for their own security.
Oh, there you are. They need to assume a greater portion of their own security. So that would mean that we need to leave so that they can, you know, have their shot at making themselves secure, just like we did for the Vietnamese. No, wait, we didn't do that for them. Oh, I know, for the Koreans. No, we didn't do it for them. Oh, the Japanese. Oh, wait, we're still patrolling the waters for them. You see a pattern?
And when they do, our troops can come home with the honor they have earned. This mission isn't easy, and it will not be accomplished overnight.
He said basically that this isn't easy, and it's not going to be accomplished overnight, but yet he hasn't given us a time frame. Way back when, he said, you know, I've heard, seen things by our Secretary of Defense that said, hey, folks, this might take 6 days, it might take 6 weeks, but it's not going to take 6 months. And he said that 3 years ago.
We're fighting a ruthless enemy that relishes the killing of innocent men, women, and children.
Like the ones that we sent completely unprepared for combat and warfare.
By making their stand in Iraq, the terrorists have made Iraq a vital test for the future security of our...
Well, actually, we made Iraq a vital test for the future security of our country because we attacked first. And therefore, we are the ones that created our own problem. Wait, but you're taking full responsibility for the removal of Saddam Hussein, so that would make it your fault, King George.
A vital test for the future security of our country and the free world. We will settle for nothing less than victory. I'll continue to act to keep our people safe from harm and our future bright. Together, we will do what Americans have always done, build a better and more peaceful world for our children and grandchildren.
Wow, whenever you're really in trouble in politics, you always say, we're building a better world for our children and grandchildren, because we're doing it for the kids. All right, so he mentions the war on terror, and we went to war because we were attacked. We are at war today because there are people out there who want to harm our country and hurt our citizens. And I agree, that's pretty scary stuff, but if you listen to what President Bush said in 2003, he said, we have no evidence that Saddam Hussein was involved with September 11th. So what does that tell me? It says, that's not why we went. And if you go back to him saying that it was that, basically that al-Zarqawi, an al-Qaeda operative, was in Baghdad, and he was the guy that ordered the killing of a U.S. diplomat, and he's the man who is still on the loose. By the way, I think we killed him and or captured him by now. Saddam Hussein had al-Qaeda ties. It is vital that we succeed in Iraq, that a free Iraq will make America more secure. And I don't get where he gets this. He says a free Iraq will change the dynamics of the Middle East, which will be important for peace. And I appreciate the support of Congress and the understanding of Congress that we will succeed in Iraq. And so the $20 billion is to help rehabilitate that country so the people of that country can live a free and hopeful life. So my question is that now we're close to the $200 billion mark. And according to The Guardian, this was in today's Guardians, June 20th, 2005, a key Foreign Office diplomat responsible for liaising with UN inspectors says today that claims that the government made about Iraq's weapons program were totally implausible. He tells The Guardian that I'd read the intelligence on weapons of mass destructions for 4.5 years, and there's no way it could sustain a case that the government was presenting. All of my colleagues knew that too. So if it wasn't September 11th or weapons of mass destruction, what was it? So I figured, I know, the White House must have information on what this was. So I went to the site on Policies in Focus, Iraq. And I found that the site is a year out of date. And I guess we're to believe that there are no, you know, significant updates on the Iraqi situation. And the last update says President Bush on Thursday said, based on all the information we have today, we were right to take action. And America is safer today with Saddam Hussein in prison. He retained the knowledge, materials, and means and intent to produce weapons of mass destruction, which, of course, contradicts the above assessment published today. So what is going on here? Since we are there, those brave men and women who gave their lives to protect our liberties were supposed to mourn. So I went to icacasualties.org and their site about Iraq. And so I looked at Coalition Casualties. And to date, there are 1,723 that have been killed, and another, and this is military wounded, another, completely unwounded, wounded, a total of 12,855 as of June 10th. Okay, that's 18,000 people that have been killed and or wounded after 4/3, which was when the mission in Iraq was declared accomplished. So, according to these numbers, there are still coalition and U.S. casualties in Iraq due to one man's decision to remove Saddam Hussein. You heard that President King George, you heard that King George said that it was his decision. My decision to remove Saddam Hussein. My decision to attack. My decision that people are disagreeing with his decision. The whole war thing sickens me, people. We're wasting billions of dollars to defend ourselves, but from whom? The 24 terrorists from the September 11th attacks are dead. So far, from what I can determine, there are no links between these attackers were coordinated by Osama bin Laden or Saddam Hussein. But many Americans support the military occupations of both Afghanistan and Iraq. Don't count me with them. See, remember the energy story I talked about the other day? Energy! We're gonna be stretching you out. Well, remember I made that tie between the 600,000 barrels of oil a day coming from Iraq and the 600,000 barrels of oil coming out of the Anwar Reserve? Okay? Well, there's also a pipeline that goes from Turkey through Iraq to Afghanistan through the WEC committee member Iran, And that particular pipeline continuously gets destroyed by terrorists, quote unquote. It gets destroyed by terrorists and it has to be rebuilt. Now, that pipeline could not be built through Iraq prior to our occupation. That pipeline could not have been built prior to our occupation of Afghanistan. That occupation could not be built prior to the occupation of Iraq, putting the pressure on Iran that they could be next. So the true enemies of the American people are currently holding the offices of president and vice president and key seats on powerful committees in the House and Senate. Their agenda is crippling the liberties of ordinary citizens granted by the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. Remember, the world sees the American people through the public face of its leadership, and they're preparing to defend against the next move of the people who are leading this country. The propagation of the myth that everyone is out to get us is creating more peoples that fear the U.S. as an imperial power. Korea, North Korea, and Kim Jong-un, okay, are, you know, basically people that have the bomb, and they, you know, the nuclear weapons, and they are not being put on the list of people that we should attack, because they could defend themselves. Same thing with the people of Pakistan and India, who are another two countries that have illegally produced weapons of mass destruction, far beyond those that even were touted because they actually have them and have tested them, of those of Saddam Hussein and Iraq. Like I said, this sickens me because I'm proving that one man can make a revolution and one man can destroy a country. And this one man is King George currently. And the one man opposing him is me, the revolutionary. I know there are others of you out there. You send me emails. You send me comments to my website, onemanrevolution.org. You're out there waiting for what? Are you waiting for something you can sink your teeth into? Well, here's another topic that you can sink your teeth into. I'm going to be doing continuous research into this, and I'm going to be giving you more and more sites that you can look at, giving both sides, what the president said then and what the president says now. These are things that are entered into the public record. When he speaks, it's written down. So I don't know how his staff can think that they can turn around and write a speech that's 90 degrees or 180 degrees from what he said before. Now he's taking 100% credit and 100% of the damage that has been done against Saddam Hussein. And he wants to take credit for creating a free country in the Middle East. Well, guess what? Even under Saddam Hussein, Iraq was the freest country in all of the Middle East, even though it was under a dictatorship that was under a very strict rule. It wasn't a religious rule. It wasn't a rule by religious zealots, as the rest of them currently seem to be, according to our media. And just to wrap the whole thing up, it also isn't the country of origin of the people that were on the September 11th flights. 19 of the 24 were Saudis, Saudi Arabians. And we have not taken one piece, one action against them. Okay? So think about it. Make your own decisions. I urge you to join with me and contact Congress. Go ahead and click on the link that takes you to Democrats.com, the People's Mail Network, and make your vote known that you would like Congress to begin the investigation of President Bush and his blatant conspiracy to deceive and mislead the United States Congress and the American people as to the basis for taking a nation into a first strike and an ongoing conflict with Iraq. Thank you again, Revolutionary Powell, for the information. And this tyranny must not stand.
You are listening to One Man Revolution with your host, the Revolutionary.
To contact One Man Revolution, you can email onemanrevolution@gmail.com or on Skype at The Revolutionary. That's THE_REVOLUTIONARY. Or just visit the website at http://onemanrevolution.org.
Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech, or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble, and to petition a government for a redress of grievances.
And that's what I'm doing. I'm petitioning my grievances.
See ya!